Welcome to Faith Boost, a message by Pastor Andrew McLennan.
Why did God honor Jacob and bless him so much? Hi, my name's Andrew. This is Faith Boost. I'm here today to boost your faith with ancient secrets that still work in the modern world. We'll just want to ask for some prayer. Around about this time, I'm going to the Ukraine with another pastor friend of mine and my 15-year-old daughter. We're going to the Ukraine to give Christmas presents to kids in the Ukraine who've been displaced by the war and to bless them there. We're preaching on the way in Slovakia, on the way into the Ukraine, just helping serve food and just bless refugees who've literally fled the front lines. I want to thank people also who've contributed towards this financially. People have donated towards this trip. Thank you so much. Really appreciate that. It's not too late if you want to get involved as well. Just go to the i2aw.org website and you can find a link there on how to give. But more importantly than all of that too, pray for us. Please pray that God blesses our time in the Ukraine. And I'm preaching in London after that and Belgium as well. So here we go. Let's look at the life of Jacob. One of the characteristics of Jacob that made him, I believe, so blessed was that, you know, he obeyed the word of God in this particular area, and that is he obeyed his parents. You know, in the Ten Commandments, one of the Ten Commandments is basically honor your father and mother. It's one of the Ten Commandments. God said to honor our mum and our dad. And Jacob was a guy that listened to his parents. Now, I've said on an earlier podcast that, you know, it wasn't even his idea to deceive his dad. When he pretended to be Esau, it was his mum that told him to do it. And she said, let your curse be on me. Only do as I say. So Jacob's like, okay, mum. He puts the goat hairs on. He puts his brother's clothes on. His mum makes some stew. He goes in and he tricks his dad. That was him listening to his mum. Whether we like what he did or not, whether we like mum's idea or not, Jacob was listening to his mum. Later on in chapter 27, verse 43, she again tells him what to do. She says, now flee to my brother Laban's place and just chill out there for a while. Esau's a little bit mad. When he calms down, I'll send you a message. Come home again. And then again in chapter 28 and verse 2 of Genesis, Isaac tells his son Jacob, okay, I want you to go to Haran and get a wife from the family of Laban. So Jacob is a young man listening to his parents. Now, this is not the only thing he did good with his life, but it's one of the many things he did with his life. And as you and I obey the word of God, as we step out in faith and do what the Bible says, we will start to experience the blessing of God. Because Jesus said, if you are my disciples, you will abide in my word. You know, Jesus said, why do you say, Lord, Lord, and do not do what I say? It's so important to God that we obey his word. Jacob obeyed the word of God. So he starts his journey of life following his parents' instructions. It says, in Ephesians chapter 6, verse 1 to 3, children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor your father and mother, which is the first commandment with promise, that it may be well with you and that you may live long on the earth. So this is New Testament teaching. Honor your father and mother. Peter says later on in the Bible, 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 5, likewise, you younger people, submit yourselves to your elders. Yes, all of you be submissive to one another and clothed with humility. For God resists the proud, but he gives grace to the humble. And I want to encourage you today, if you're a younger person, or regardless of how old you are, if there are people on this earth older than you, honor the elderly. Honor our elders. Maybe your parents aren't here today. Maybe they've already passed on. You can still honor older men and women in the Lord who are like fathers and mothers to the church. And it's not that you get all weird about it and call them dad or mum. I mean, you can do that if you want, but personally, you know, I don't need that. But, you know, if someone's younger than me, like 20, 30 years younger than me, and I've been walking with God for 30 years and they're just starting out, it's good that younger people relate to older people like parents. In other words, you listen to them. You take their advice. You don't think you know better than them. Jacob did not think that he knew better than his mum and dad. When his mum and dad said to do things, he did it. And he walked in the blessing of God. Esau was not like that. And he didn't walk in God's blessing. I want to encourage you today. Let's listen to our parents. Let's listen to older people who've been around longer than us. Take on board their wisdom. And we can walk in the blessing of God.
Thanks for listening today. Please like and subscribe on our channel. We hope and pray that you are inspired and strengthened by these short, sharp, Bible-based messages. We would love to know what you think, so write a review or comment. Pastor Andrew's website is i2aw.org. That's i2aw.org. If you've been blessed by this message, share it with someone and they can be blessed too.